You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Monday, September 20th, 2021. I can't help myself. Why Western Canada's natural gas production has been hitting multi-year highs. Published by Martin King. With natural gas prices reaching levels not seen in 7 years, Western Canada is doing all it can to help increase gas supply, with recent data showing monthly production hitting multi-year highs. Moreover, Canadian forward gas prices are at the highest levels since 2014, gas pipeline expansions are in place or being constructed to accommodate future supply expansion, and gas-focused drilling activity remains strong, all of which may as well be a prescription for sending gas production to record levels later this year and in 2022. In today's RBN blog, we provide an update on the recent gas production growth in Alberta and neighboring provinces and why more growth is coming. Western Canada's natural gas production continues to play an important role in the North American market. Nearly half of Canada's output is exported to its neighbor to the south, and that supply has helped to backstop a U.S. market that would otherwise be even tighter than it currently is given the enormous pull of U.S. gas to Mexico and LNG export docks. Importantly for this year's, and probably next year's, gas market balance, Western Canadian gas production growth has been strong this year and may be on track to chalk up one of its biggest annual supply gains in 20 years. Only a year ago, in Life Ain't Easy, we were discussing a very different outlook for Canadian gas production. For a good part of 2020, supplies had tracked lower, first in response to the short-lived OPEC-Russia price war, which undercut producer spending on all things related to oil and gas supply, and later the COVID-19 pandemic-related disruptions that limited the availability and mobility of rig crews. Additionally, the pandemic's impact on North American and global gas demand led to the temporary oversupply of gas in the U.S. as LNG exports dropped off sharply through the summer due to weak European and Asian demand. It was the perfect combination of events to keep natural gas prices low and undermine production on both sides of the U.S.-Canada border. In the end, Canadian gas production fell by a modest 0.32 BCF per day, or negative 2.0%, in 2020 to 15.4 BCF per day, on average. But it was the second consecutive year of decline. In 2019, output fell 0.38 BCF per day, or negative 2.3%, on the back of extreme weakness in the Canadian AECO price benchmark. Worse, the combined supply loss from 2019 and 2020 effectively unwound the record gains made in 2018, or positive 0.72 BCF per day. 1 year on, and the natural gas production story has changed dramatically. Since the start of this year, Western Canada's gas output has grown steadily, with the average gas supply in August rising to a 2021 high of 16.39 BCF per day, one of the highest monthly averages recorded in the past 20 years, based on data from RBN's Canadian Nat Gas Billboard. Data so far for September suggests that the supply momentum is being maintained. The last time that we saw production levels this high was through the winter drilling season of 2017 to 2018, when a more concentrated shift in the drilling of unconventional gas plays like the Montney boosted supply for a number of months. In fact, nearly all of the growth during that time period came from the British Columbia side of the Montney, and the province's gas production rose more than 25% in the space of just 6 months. That growth spurt was followed by the normal seasonal downturn in output that occurs as winter drilling activity winds down. And, other than a brief spike in December 2018, Western Canadian gas output has not matched 2018 levels until now. What we also find noteworthy from this year's gas production profile was the absence of the usual seasonal decline in production after the last winter drilling season, in contrast to what transpired in previous years. We think there are some good reasons for this, and we'll get to them in a moment. It is possible that you have been watching in awe this summer the powerful rally in natural gas prices across North America and globally. There are a few primary drivers of this price strength. Number one, the colder than usual winter of 2021 in the Northern Hemisphere, resulting in lower than average gas storage at the end of the heating season. Number two, a strong recovery in gas demand following the COVID-related decline of 2020. And number three, the aforementioned record levels of Mexican and LNG exports from the U.S. that have outpaced the lower 48 production growth. These are just some of the factors that have contributed to the market tightness that pushed prompt month natural gas futures prices to cross $5 per million BTU, the highest level since 2014. For the most part, the Western Canadian AECO gas price benchmark has been tracking the rally, creating a huge incentive for producers to push a little harder on the production accelerator as cash flows and earnings have been increasing steadily. Until some recent near-term volatility in AECO prices, partly driven by partial gas flow restrictions on TC Energy's Alberta pipeline grid, prices had been rising since the start of spring, soaring to well above $3 per million BTU, and reaching some of the highest summertime levels seen since 2014. Summer prices hit the highest level for any time of the year except, of course, the brief spike due to the February 2021 deep freeze event. The price rise to or above $3 per million BTU in previous years all occurred during the winter months. Our point here is that Western Canadian producers have reacted the way you would expect, increasing output and cashing in on price signals that have been calling for still more supply. Gas-directed rig counts are at the highest level for this time of year since 2018. That has driven the number of gas well completions through the first 8 months of the year to nearly as many as were completed in all of 2020, and the well count is likely on track to be the highest since 2018. On top of that, the average gas well length, vertical depth plus horizontal length, so far in 2021 is at a record level. With another 4 months of data to come in for well completions and well lengths, we think that additional production growth is likely to be over and above what has been seen so far this year. There are also additional factors that suggest supply gains could continue well into 2022 and push Western Canada gas production to new all-time highs. If current cash prices in the $3 per million BTU range are attractive, AECO prices for winter 2021 to 2022, summer 2022, and calendar 2022 are all just as compelling and have all been steadily rising over the course of this year. All are now at levels last seen in mid-2014. For instance, winter 2021 to 2022 prices have been well north of $3 per million BTU since the start of July, the highest for a nearby winter contract since June 2014. Producers have been taking notice of the rally, with major Montney players such as Tourmaline Oil, Ovintiv, and ARC Resources all increasing their gas-focused capital spending programs in recent months. There is also the physical reality that the gas pipeline grid in Western Canada has been expanding and will continue to grow into 2022 in anticipation of rising gas production from the Montney and other unconventional plays. And don't stop. We described expansion work on a part of TC Energy's Alberta pipeline grid known as the upstream of James River, or USJR, corridor, which has become the primary conduit for the egress of Montney gas supplies into the broader Canadian gas pipeline network and for export to the U.S. then. In our two-parter, Fixing a Hole, we took a closer look at another TC Energy pipeline infrastructure project, the North Montney Mainline, a 2 BCF per day expansion into the BC Montney play that was tied into the broader NGTL network via the USJR corridor. It has become the single largest pipeline to support growth in Montney gas production for downstream consumption and will eventually tie into the LNG Canada export project. Finally, though there have been regulatory delays, recently approved expansion work on TC Energy's Alberta pipeline grid will provide still more downstream pipeline capacity. With all this work either already complete or well on its way to being finished in 2022, pipeline capacity to deal with the natural gas production growth we anticipate will be in place later this year or next year. With additional evidence that gas well productivity has continued to rise, especially in the BC Montney, all the elements are in place for a further expansion of gas supplies to record high levels for the remainder of 2021 and a good portion of 2022. That said, we believe that Western Canadian natural gas supply could post a record growth of 0.75 BCF per day in 2021 to average 16.2 BCF per day, which would be the highest output since 2007. Though still too early to say, a similar rate of growth could materialize in 2022, which would take gas production to an all-time record high north of 16.9 BCF per day. Much will depend, of course, on the path taken by natural gas prices in 2022. The only limitations on production growth might be the degree to which producers can expand their spending programs given the close scrutiny being paid to bank lending, the difficulty in raising equity in capital markets, and rising that have become paramount for all oil and gas producers. Moreover, there is anecdotal information that the ultimate constraint on gas supply expansion may come down to how successful energy service companies will be in finding crews to operate drilling rigs this winter and next year. To keep up with Western Canadian natural gas production trends, check out RBN's weekly Canadian Nat Gas Billboard report, in which we track daily, weekly, and monthly natural gas production by province and pipeline. For more about the report, visit the Reports tab on our website at rbnenergy.com. I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, is a 1965 hit song written and produced by the Motown label's main production team Holland Dozier Holland and recorded by the Four Tops for Motown. The single topped the Billboard R&B chart for 9 weeks and peaked at number one on the Hot 100 for 2 non-consecutive weeks, from June 12 to June 19 and from June 26 to July 3 in 1965, replacing Back in My Arms Again by label mates The Supremes. It was first unseated at number one by Mr. Tambourine Man by The Byrds, then regained the top spot before being replaced by the Rolling Stones' blockbuster hit I Can't Get No Satisfaction. I Can't Help Myself was the Four Tops' first top 40 single in the UK, peaking at number 23 in the summer of 1965, then reaching number 10 on its spring 1970 re-release. The song features lead singer Levi Stubbs, assisted by the other three Tops and the Andantes. The melodic and chordal progressions are similar to the Supremes' 1964 hit, Where Did Our Love Go?, which was also written by Holland Dozier Holland. According to AllMusic critic Ed Hogan, the title I Can't Help Myself is an oblique acknowledgement by Dozier that he could not resist recycling his previous hit. The bracketed title Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch appears only on certain oldie reissues of the single.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.